You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And of course, it's a good morning. It's Wednesday morning. WTW, boys and girls, welcome to Wednesday. It is today's breakfast show here on 89.3 Cool FM with me, Jerry D, going right through from now, 7 in the morning till 10 in the morning, keeping you entertained and keeping you in a good mood for whatever it is you're going to be doing today. I won't ask. Right, let's see. It is the 15th of February. Let's see if we've... I tell you what, we do have one very notable birthday today. If you're into science, we're going to go back to the year 1564, born on this day, Galileo Galilei, commonly known as just the Galileo to his friends. He was Italian physicist, mathematician, astronomer who played a major role in the scientific revolution. His achievements include improvements to the telescope and consequent astronomical observations. Stephen Hawking, says Galileo, perhaps more than any other single person, was responsible for the birth of modern science. Come on, world.
Here comes the sun. Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Come on, it's a beat of hay. That's the way life is.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Looking at the date for the release of that record. Doesn't seem possible. It's, what, 38? 38 years ago? 1985, when that was released. Where's the time gone? Seems like yesterday. Must be getting old. Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Of course, that was Tears for Fears, written by Roland Orzabal, Ian Stanley and Chris Hughes, and produced by Hughes as well. Say, first released 25th of February 1985. So, yeah, it's almost exactly, isn't it? 38 years. That was on the Phonogram Mercury and Vertigo record labels, and the third single from the band's album, Songs from the Big Chair. Everybody Wants to Rule the World. They've called it a new wave and synth pop song with lyrics that detail the desire humans have for control and power and centre on themes of corruption. Okay. What, getting on for 38 years ago. Well, it could just be released now, couldn't it? All these people that want power and the corruption. Now, before that was Say A Vida A, That's The Way Life Is. That was by the Pet Shop Boys. And that goes back to the 12th of August, back in 1996. Second single from their sixth studio album, Bilingual. And the single was one of the most widely played records on UK radio in 1996. Stayed on the UK single chart for almost 2 months, peaking at number 8. And by the way, it also reached the top 5 in Czechoslovakia as well. Or Czech Republic, as it was known, or still is known. Hope you're going to have a nice day. That's all I do, but this is the theme of the song from the Stereophonics. Told you. There we go. Stereophonics and have a nice day. And that's exactly what we should. We say WTW today, boys and girls. Don't forget, do we? It is Wednesday midweek, so welcome to Wednesday. Time on the Breakfast Show. See, by the way, if I'm a little bit sort of nasally and croaky today, I've got this sort of cold that doesn't seem to know what it wants to do. Sort of come on and go away. It sort of, I was all right, fine yesterday, then it sort of came on, then today it's almost disappeared again. Right, let's do this. It is that time of the morning. It is 20 seconds after 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. It is time to get you spruced up, looking nice, smelling nice, and on your way to wherever it is you're going today. And what have I got? Oh, we're looking for new recruits. Village People. In the Navy. The Village People in the Navy. Should have done what I did. Join the Air Force. It's a lot easier. Right, that's it. Time to get you out. There we go. Out of the shower. On your way to wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday morning. Right, what have we got lined up for you for today? Well, I'll tell you. We do have Andreas coming in the 8 o'clock hour, taking a look at the movies. And he's been a little bit busy this week. He's been to see Your Place or Mine. Either that or it was an invite. Shotgun Wedding. And I've got just the piece of music for that as well. So that's Andreas. He's going to be joining us. And I'm so happy to welcome back to the Breakfast Show studio in the last hour today, all being well, George Shriver. George Shriver. He's been on a few times. He is an amazing artist. He was commissioned as one of the artists for the construction of the new locks for the Panama Canal. Also, he's been an animator with Walt Disney and also designed some of their theme parks as well. So it's going to be great to have George back with us today. And he's a great guy. He comes here quite often. And while he's here, he does workshops on art for the kids and probably the adults as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing both Andreas and George join the course of this morning. Couple of good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou, of course, always with us, bright and breezy in the morning, and WTW, and also Renee, who's always bright and bright and breezy and with us in the afternoons. What are you talking about, you might well ask? Well, it's just the fact that she's sort of living now in Athens in Greece, isn't she? So that's it. It's her afternoon. Twenty-one and a half after 7 o'clock. Dance, dance, dance with the London Boys. Dance, 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 yes, dance away with the London boys, why not? Sorry, we've just got a message. I think George has sent a note. I didn't see it, but he's got food poisoning. No! Poor George! Oh, George, do get better soon, all right? And, well, if we don't see you this time, we'll see you next time, all right? Just get well, that's the main thing. Time right now, 25 minutes after 7. This is Spice Girls. Who do you think you are? Obviously aimed at me, this one. I hope I'm Jerry D.
Shake it, move it, make it, who do you think?
89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Buenos días, amor. Soñé que era el informante adecuado.
¿Informante de qué? ¿De la CIA?
Muy graciosa. Pero en el sueño yo tenía mi batería, así que estaba clarito.
¿Batería?
Que en el sueño entraba a la página censospanama.pa y me leí el cuestionario censal.
Ajá, ¿y eso de qué te ayudó?
Bueno, mi amor, que es más fácil si desde antes ya sabes qué te van a preguntar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
All going on a summer holiday.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation, driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, a place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it's great to be with you this morning. We're just making our way up to 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Looking at some of the international news and some business headlines as well. Russia said on Wednesday its troops had broken through two fortified lines of Ukrainian defenses on the Eastern Front, as Kiev described the situation there as difficult and demanded faster military aid ahead of a predicted Russian offensive. The Russian Defense Ministry said the Ukrainians had retreated in the face of Russian attacks in the Luhansk region, although it provided no details and Reuters was not able to independently verify the battlefield report. Vladimir Putin casts the war in Ukraine as a watershed when Russia finally stood up to the West, but some within the elite fear that he has committed his country to a long and fruitless drain on lives and resources. When the Russian president ordered troops into Ukraine on February the 24th, he expected to win quickly, earn a place in history alongside the Tsars, and teach the United States a lesson about Russia's revival since the collapse of the Soviet Union. China said on Wednesday that U.S. high-altitude balloons flew over its Xinjiang and Tibet regions and that it will take measures against U.S. entities that undermine Chinese sovereignty as a diplomatic dispute festered. Washington and Beijing are locked in a tussle over flying objects after the U.S. military this month shot down what it called a Chinese spy balloon over the coast of South Carolina. Beijing says its balloon was a civilian research vessel mistakenly blown off course and that Washington overreacted. Nicola Sturgeon, who has dominated Scottish politics for almost a decade as First Minister, is expected to quit today, Wednesday, standing down with no obvious successor in place and dealing a blow to the fight for independence. Cyclone Gabrielle weakened and moved away from New Zealand on Wednesday as the country started to assess the damage caused by significant flooding, landslides and high winds that left four people dead and displaced thousands from their homes. Starbucks Corporation Chief Executive Howard Schultz declined an invitation from 11 senators to testify on the 9th of March on the coffee company's compliance with federal labor law, according to a letter seen by Reuters late on Tuesday. Last week, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, who chairs a committee on labor issues, and 10 other members of the committee asked Schultz to answer by February the 14th whether he would take part. Air India unveiled deals on Tuesday for a record 470 jets from Airbus and Boeing, accelerating the rebirth of a national emblem under new owners Tata Group as Europe and the United States hailed deepening economic and political ties with New Delhi. Ford Motor Company said on Tuesday that it had stopped production and shipments of its F-150 Lightning electric pickup after discovering a potential battery issue during pre-delivery checks. British inflation fell by more than expected in January, and there were signs of cooling price pressure in parts of the economy watched closely by the Bank of England, adding to signs that further hefty interest rate hikes are unlikely. Annual consumer price inflation, the CPI, cooled to 10.1% last month, the lowest reading since September, the Office for National Statistics said on Wednesday. Oil dropped for a second day on Wednesday as an industry report pointed to ample supplies in the United States and anticipation of further interest rate hikes sparked concerns over weaker fuel demand and the economic outlook. U.S. crude stocks rose by a more than forecast 10.5 million barrels, according to market sources, citing American Petroleum Institute figures ahead of official Energy Information Administration data out at 15:30 GMT time. Brent crude futures slid $1.13 or 1.3% to $84.45 a barrel. That was by 9:10 GMT. While U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude, that dropped $1.31 or 1.7% to $77.75. And that's it. There we go. That's some of the news for you here on The Breakfast Show on 89.3 Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed, put on my best suit, got in my car, raced like a jet, all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question.
I'm gonna
There we go. That's Magic and Rude. Right, time to check in with our friends over there. That's Renee and Rick in Athens in Greece. Oh, good morning to you. She says, Renee says, good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. We had a lovely dinner out last night next to the Mediterranean. I ordered a small house wine. She sent me a picture. Says anything. She says it was anything but small. Needless to say, I did not finish it. Barely made a dent in it. Greek wines are quite nice. But good heavens, that is way too much, especially on a school night. I thought you'd finish going to school, for heaven's sake. And that the dogs don't go to school. Rick's got a job. You've got no excuse. You've obviously softened up since you left Panama. That's all I can say. Good grief, woman. Get back. Get back in there. Stop fighting. You can drink a whole one of those. You asked if we could play this.
You may be, I'll surely find, I'll surely find me. red wine, you make me feel so fine. Monkey packing whistle on the sweet dead night. The lion broke, the monkey get choked. Bun bad gun, the pan and make a roll about. Red wine, you really not out for long. You're kind of loving like a blessing from above. Red, red wine, I love you right from the start. Right from the start, with all of my heart. Red, red wine, you give me woolly pazing. Woolly pazing, make me do my own thing. Red, red wine, in 80s style.
Ah, there we go. Yes, you'd be 40. Red, red wine for Renee. Right, what I want you to do, Renee, is this. I mean, I'm serious. You need to pop down to the supermarket, get a couple of bottles of wine, okay, red wine, take them back home, and start doing your practice, okay? We've got to get you back in the groove, all right? Get you back into training. Right now, UB40, red, red wine. Now, there's words in there. Did you notice them? 369, the goose drank wine, the monkey chewed tobacco on the streetcar line, the line broke, the monkey got choked, they all went to heaven in a little rowboat. That comes from another song. It's this one from Shirley Ellis.
369.
Goes, yes. 369. Oh, I love it. The clapping song from Shirley Ellis. It was written by a guy called Lincoln Chase and originally arranged by Charles Calleo. Recorded by Shirley Ellis. That was in 1965. Remember it well. The single sold over a million copies, peaked at number 8 in the United States and number 6, yes, over there in the United Kingdom. We love songs like that. And time on The Breakfast Show, if you are keeping on the time, we're 11 minutes right now. That's away from the 8 o'clock hour. Don't forget, top of the hour, we will take a look at some of the local news for you as well. In the 8 o'clock hour, checking in with our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, for our everyday story of country folk. And also we'll be chatting with Andreas. Two movies he's going to review today, Your Place or Mine and A Shotgun Wedding.
I feel my life.
It's called Second Chance, and that is from 38 Special here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Keep an eye on the time. We're 6 minutes away from the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Mary Lou's had a bit of a problem getting to work this morning. She was saying that she was earlier on. She says, good day, everybody. Still waiting for a bus to get to my work, and it's very hot. And Red Devil again, so she obviously got one of the Red Devils, says, I'm very late again, but you know what? I really don't care anymore. That's defeatist, you know that, don't you? You asked if we could play Wasted Years from Iron Maiden. We'll be right back.
escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Me avisaron que hoy debe estar pasando el empadronador.
Mamá, ¿qué pasa? Estás tarde. Los censos van hasta el 4 de marzo.
Oye, pero qué buena noticia, que los censos son hasta el 4 de marzo. Pero, ¿y si vienen y no estoy?
Si no estamos en casa, dejarán una hoja de notificación donde podemos llamar al centro de llamadas 510-2020 y listo, agendamos una cita para que nos vengan a censar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Waking you up every morning,
Cool FM, the best place to be in the morning.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Maybe then it's true. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, it's my mother's birthday today. She turns 90 years young. She's had 90 circles around the sun, and I'm loving every minute of it. I wasn't able to be there for that, but don't tell her. I'm coming home for her anniversary. So I'm going to say happy birthday, Mom, all you people out there who have moms, who don't have moms, who want moms, who are moms. I wish you all a wonderful day. I am blessed to have both my parents to this date. I'm a young kid who still loves their parents, and I still have them both alive. Thank God, I tell you, every day. And now I have a puppy I can love, so now I know what it's like to be a mom. She's my four-legged creature. She's not the same as a four-legged putty cat, which I love them too, but this thing just, I don't know, she's captured my heart in a way that I don't know that a cat could, but I'm being definitely convinced that puppies are the way to go, and she still smells like a puppy. Well, another windy night in Panama. Seems like there's some sort of, what do they call that, trade winds that are blowing across the Pacific that are causing this. And, of course, since we're in a valley, they like to swirl around, kind of like when you watch the water go down in your toilet bowl. They circle around, you know. Well, that's what the wind does. It circles around. One minute it's here and it goes away. And then it sneaks around the entire crevice of the valley, and then it comes back and it shakes the house. Everything is shaking. Everything got blown around. Whew, it's amazing. And I'm trying to get my water to work, but you know, when that wind's blowing at that early hours, my irrigation isn't doing so well, so I'm going to have to work on that during Carnival, which I imagine I'm going to lock the front door, lock the gate, and I'm not leaving the house. All the crazies come out that time of year, what we call the amateurs. It kind of reminds me of being in New York City on New Year's Eve, where everybody comes out to be on New Year's Eve at the, well, my God, I can't even think what it's called. Ah, at the center of Manhattan, Times Square. Thank you. Ah, I'm having a senior moment. It's probably because I'm thinking about my mom. Yes, Times Square, that's when all the novices come out and whatnot. So, you know, I'm not anxious to be out on the street, but I am hoping for a nice, lovely cookout at least once or twice. We've been in and out of electricity because obviously the winds are knocking down fire, telephone poles and whatnot. So I'm thinking, I am a lineman for the county. All right, so I've jabbered on enough, and back to you in the studio.
Johnny is a joker.
He's a bird.
A very funny joker.
He's a bird.
But when he jokes my honey,
he's a dog.
His joking ain't so funny.
What a dog.
Johnny is a joker that you're trying to steal my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Johnny sings a love song
like a bird.
He sings the sweetest love song
you ever heard.
But when he sings to my gal,
what a howl.
To me he's just a wolf dog
on the prowl.
Johnny wants to fly away and put the love, my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey bird dog, get away from my quail. Bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my loving dove alone. Hey, bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey, bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chick and little of your own. Johnny kissed the teacher.
He's a bird.
Tiptoed up to reach her.
He's a bird.
Well, he's a teacher's pet now.
He's a dog.
What he wants, he can get now.
What a dog.
He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone.
There we go. That's the Everly Brothers and Bird Dog. Time on the Breakfast Show, 23 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And a big thanks to Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk, and also Mary Lou and myself and all the crew here at the Breakfast Show. Wish your mum a very, very happy birthday. Well, we had two in a row before we were with Ingrid. We had Fine Young Cannibals and a thing called Good Thing. And Sheena Easton was following on from that with The Lover in Me. Time for one more piece of music. And then it's downhill all the way.
Please lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Birds sing out of tune and rain clouds hide the moon. I'm okay, here I'll stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. So I wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I'll lose. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. True love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I'll know. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
There we go, Peter and Gordon, and A World Without Love. And there's plenty of that around at the moment. Time on The Breakfast Show, 26 minutes exactly after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. At this time of the week, the only thing I can really do is apologise. What?
For what? For a great time?
No, it's cloudy.
For a great time?
It's cloudy out there.
Okay. It's not cloudy. It's,
It is, because the blinds are down.
Oh. Are they? Yeah.
Andreas Clemente, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How's your week been so far? It's Wednesday. We're halfway through.
Okay. Difficult Monday.
Oh, difficult Monday. Mm-hmm.
Better Tuesday.
Right.
And let's see how Wednesday goes.
Ah, that's a good idea.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
We're starting it off with a bang.
You got two movies this week.
Got two movies.
What's the matter?
They're both available on streaming, so everybody can watch them.
Mm-hmm.
They're both rom-coms, because there's a theme this weekend.
Okay.
It's Valentine's Day week, and people want to watch something to snuggle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta snuggle, Jerry.
Okay.
Do you snuggle in movies? Are you a snuggler?
When I'm on my own, no.
No? Yeah, that's tough as snuggle.
I don't get on with myself that much.
Amen. So. Everybody can do whatever they want for themselves.
Okay.
There you go.
Right. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm just getting... Yasmin sent this. There's been an accident.
There's been an accident? Where?
In Chiriquí.
Okay.
Bus of migrants in Gualaca. 33 dead.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. So, we'll come back. We'll take a look at that in a little bit more detail later on. But, Yasmin just pushed that over to me. Right, so you've been to see two movies. And this first one I sort of found, somewhat amusing.
Yeah, which one?
The one that you've only got two positives
for. Oh, yeah. Yes. Your place or mine on Netflix. By the way, super tough to segue to a rom-com after the bit of news you just told.
Well, we'll look at that in more detail.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyways, Your Place or Mine.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, whenever you want. But anyways, it's a movie on Netflix. It had a little buzz going because it has two huge stars.
Okay.
It is starring Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher.
Mm-hmm.
Both A-list stars from Hollywood, really big, have really good rom-coms in the past, which is key for this. Mm-hmm. So, it was a buzz. People were expecting more. But, sadly, that's not what we got.
You didn't enjoy it very much.
Yeah, so let's get into it.
Okay.
Directed and written by, I think this is how you pronounce the name, Aileen Brush McKenna.
Yeah, that'll do. Aileen Brush McKenna.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm, well done.
Starring, as I mentioned, Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher. And give us the plot, Jerry.
All right, here's the plot. Two long-distance friends, well, best friends, change of... I read that too quickly.
You can try again.
Can I try again?
Let's take another take.
Take two.
Yeah.
Okay. Two long-distance best friends change each other's lives when she decides to pursue a lifelong dream and he volunteers to keep an eye on her teenage son.
There you go. Pretty simple.
That's simple.
They switch houses. One lives in New York, one lives in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
The guy from New York goes to L.A., the girl from L.A. goes to New York, and they realize they love each other. That is,
in a nutshell.
Summary. That's the film.
Okay.
So let's start with positive. First, the supporting cast brings joy to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It has a great supporting cast. You're talking about Tig Notaro. You're talking about Steve Zahn. These people are great comedians, have great comic timing, and they play the typical best friends or wacky neighbors or whatever, and they bring a little lightheartedness to the film.
Mm-hmm.
The movie is in trouble when you're hoping for the supporting cast to show up. Another positive. The switching of environments is always a good premise for rom-coms. I love this. Mm-hmm. We saw it in The Holiday with Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet back in the day. We've seen it in when people switch bodies. The switching of things is always good for rom-coms.
I mean, that's one of the big things about the Bond movies. I always used to enjoy the Bond movies went all over the world.
Yeah.
You know, just one, so in one program. But, so that's it.
Really. That's it for positive.
That's it. And there's no mention of the leading...
No, there's not.
No, there's not.
There's not. So let's go into
that. They won't get an Oscar then.
No, they will not. Okay. Let's get with the negatives with that one. Questionable.
Mm-hmm.
Chemistry between the leads, between the stars.
Okay.
These people do not...
like each other very much?
No, I'm not going to say they don't like each other. It doesn't appear they do.
Right.
Okay? It's super tough. And this, I started thinking about it like, wow, these two people that, again, they have had huge rom-coms in the past, really fail to have any sort of romantic chemistry in this film. A couple things. One, they're never really on the same screen. They're never acting together in the film because obviously they're
in New York and one's
correct.
In LA. Mm-hmm.
And other things, normally in rom-coms and in movies... During auditions, they do what it's called a chemistry reading. Like you think like, oh, these people could be good. We have a star. Let's make this person read with a star. So let's see if they have chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
When you have two huge stars like Ashton Kutcher and Reese Witherspoon, I'm sure there's no audition process.
Mm-hmm.
They're selected. Like, okay, let's use this one and this one. So you don't never know what you're gonna get.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In my opinion,
okay,
these people have no chemistry. By the way, it was interesting going into the film because there was a lot of hoopla. During the press for this film, when they appeared together, you could tell they had no chemistry.
Oh, really?
Like photo shoot.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
It was like, and they said it was
Have they acted together before?
No, they haven't, honestly. Uh-huh. No, they haven't.
Perhaps they just don't like each other very much.
I think it's just sometimes it doesn't click.
Yeah.
It just doesn't click from the beginning of the film.
They say that about you and me.
They always say, these people have done this show for many years because they have no chemistry.
You'd have thought they'd have got it right by now.
Yeah. But I was disappointed with that part, and you should. It's a romantic comedy. That's the main thing you're looking for. The dialogue seems incredibly forced. There's things about dialogue when it seems natural. When like, oh my god, what a great dialogue it is. Especially coming out of these actors, it looks like they're having an actual conversation. This dialogue, I'm not saying it's badly written.
How do they communicate when they're not together anyway? Is it all by phone?
Yeah, it's pretty much all by phone.
So that's it. That's their relationship is by phone.
The movie plays that way, yeah, I guess so. Keep in mind, they've been in the movie. They've known each other for many years. They're best friends for 20 years.
No, but what I'm saying, for the purpose of
the relationship, has been going on by phone.
They're not together.
No,
whenever
not.
They're talking together, it's either on phone or Zoom
or FaceTime or
whatever. Okay. Well, that's perhaps a good way of saving money.
Yeah, but going back to the dialogue, when two actors are delivering lines, it should feel natural. That's one of the main things the writer needs to focus on. Let's sound it like they're talking in real
Perhaps
life.
It's not the same when you're talking to a telephone.
I guess so. But not even between the two leads, between everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it's super, like, ooh, let me see how I can say this in a quirky or original way or say it differently. And it seems written. You know, when I look at that, that line seems written here. And that sort of had that feeling throughout the film. The only conflict is that they don't talk about their feelings. I hate this. A rom-com, and I'll tell this to any writer out there who likes to write rom-coms.
That might be listening.
Might be listening. Your movie should never only have the conflict that two people don't talk to each other. Like, it never should, that should only be the conflict. Meaning, if one person just tells the other person, I like you, then you have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough there. Because that is the most stupid premise ever.
Have you noticed there was another positive there?
What do you mean?
When the movie ends.
Yeah, I guess so. But that's the thing. Like, what I'm saying is, when a movie can end in 5 minutes with just one character speaking his mind to the other, do you have a problem? And that's the problem with this movie. There's no real conflict. They're both really happy in their lives. They're both successful in their work. They both have money. They both have houses. Like, there's no real conflict whatsoever. The only conflict is that they don't talk about their feelings. That is resolved easily by just talking. Saying, I like you, and that the movie's over. And literally, that's what happens at the end. They confess their love, quote-unquote, and the movie ends. So, again, it's rough in rom-com. Never have that. Forget about the calm in rom-com. Never really laughed. You never really laugh out loud. There's no funny bits. There's no slapstick to say. There's just going about their business and meeting new people and whatever. It's not a funny movie. Everybody seems wealthy. Again, everybody seems like they have a lot of money.
Well, New York and L.A., of course.
I guess so.
Well, I guess so.
An original bit in the beginning that is never used again, which only makes a decision to do it questionable. At the beginning of the movie, they show how they met in 2003. And what they do is, like, a text shows up on screen saying, 2003, how can we tell? And they start pointing to typical things that people wore or decorated their house in 2003. It's a whole gimmick, like they show, like, oh, look the pants, or look at the haircut, and they're showing, like, literally written down.
Has it changed much since 2003?
There's a couple things not so much things change, or things that were in fashion by then. But anyways, this is never used again in the film. This gimmick about showing copy on screen, showing what year they are, or signaling stuff. And you ask yourself, what was the purpose of it?
Okay.
And I still am asking, what was the purpose of it? Anyways, it was an original thing. I've never seen that. I'm like, oh, that's smart. But when you never use it again, it seems like... And so it was lazy. It was you trying to make a point that it was 2003. Anyways, final comments.
Oh, right. Your I can't
place,
wait.
Yeah, Your Place or Mine is a lazy film. It's just too neat. Dialogue is calculated. It's always a beautiful day. Everybody is wealthy. Nothing really to worry about. And the only thing you need to do for the movie to end is for the characters to say, I like you. A surefire miss for both stars.
Okay, there we go. That is very highly rated.
I gotta say, didn't enjoy it.
We're gonna take a couple of pieces of music. We'll be right back.
Down the arms. shotgun wedding. And oh, yeah. Yes, I have. For you, me, the baby makes three. Shotgun wedding. And oh, yeah. You take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife.
There we go. That was a good lead into that one, wasn't it? Shotgun wedding.
Yeah, great leading.
I can't help myself.
Yeah. But anyways.
There was Roy C. there and Shotgun Wedding, which brings us in to your next movie. And this is a sort of opposite, isn't it, really?
It is an opposite because, well, it is and it's not. It's still a dumb movie, and it's not great, but it's fun.
You watched it.
I did. Anyway, this movie... By the way, last movie was on Netflix. You can check it out on Netflix if you want. I recommend you don't.
Renee nearly watched it yesterday.
No.
But she didn't.
You can pass, Renee.
Now she's glad.
You can pass.
So.
But head over to Prime Video, if you have Prime Video.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to turn off your brain a little bit, you can check out Shotgun Wedding, okay?
When do you turn it back on again?
I still am trying to.
Okay.
It's complicated. Anyways, directed by Jason Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Starring... Jerry's favorite, Jennifer Lopez. I know you like it.
J-Lo.
J-Lo's a different thing.
How can it be J-Lo?
It's J.
It's Jennifer.
Well, it's J. It starts with a J, not with a... Yeah. Joe.
Joe begins with a J.
But why is it Joe? There's what? No Joe. It's Jennifer. if she were called Josephine...
Hey, the next one's called Josh.
Josh. Josh Duhamel, I think it's pronounced.
Josh Duhamel.
There you go. I'll give you that. Anyways, give us the plot, Jerry.
Darcy and Tom gather their families for the ultimate destination wedding. But when the entire wedding party is taken hostage, the bride and groom must save their loved ones if they don't kill each other first. That sounds like a cool wedding.
There you go. It sounds like a fun plot. I see in your face, you're like, oh, that's interesting. And it is interesting.
My face is normally like this.
Yeah, of excitement and...
Absolutely.
And revere, anyway.
Absolutely.
Let's start with positives first. Rated R rom-coms, love it. I love me a good F-bomb. I love me a good violence,
a what?
Gory movie, huh?
A what bomb?
An F-bomb. I can't say it on the radio.
You can't say on the radio, you just hear.
No. I would never say that word on radio.
Oh, I thought you just said you couldn't say on the radio, but you... just said it.
No, I couldn't say the word.
Oh, right.
Anyways,
right.
But I got to be honest. Hearing J-Lo just drop F-bombs left and right, it's kind of fun. I enjoy it.
Do you know there was a movie over Christmas about these girls getting together? I can't remember what it was called. And I watched it for about 5 minutes and turned it off because it was disgusting.
Jesus, movie about what?
It was these women got together. It was over a Christmas movie, Mothers at Christmas or something, or
Bad Moms Christmas. Was that it?
Something like that. It was just gross.
I don't know. I remember it.
There's no reason for people to swear like that.
Okay.
Not when you're doing it. I mean,
not for Christmas.
So not for Christmas. But no, it's just not necessary. So it was R-rated because they were kept not using language which they couldn't find other words for.
No, here's the thing. In this movie, they don't speak.
Is that the only reason it was R-rated?
No, not at all. It's violent. It's a violent film.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sex?
No, not really, no.
I'm not going to watch it.
So that's okay. But anyways, it's not like they're speaking with just using the F word every other sentence. They use it to emphasize their feelings, which is the correct way of using it.
Have you ever finished?
Have I ever finished?
Finished the F word.
Have I ever? Yeah.
Finished, yes.
Used it quite often. No. But anyways, I'm a fan.
Okay.
Next positive. Some slapstick funny moments. I love me some good slapstick, especially on a good comedy. So I'm enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Lopez still looks fantastic. Oh, my God. This woman does not age. And obviously she knows it because in every movie she's in, she shows off the body. And the body's still tight. Let's be honest.
So that's why it was R-rated.
No. There's no nudity here.
Oh, okay.
You get to see.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Destination Wedding normally makes for a fun film. I love me a good Destination Wedding movie.
Mamma Mia.
That's horrible. No, actually, Mamma Mia 1 is good. I hated Mamma Mia 2. I like Mamma Mia 1. Mamma Mia 2 is just...
Yeah.
I didn't finish it. It's not great. Pierce Brosnan cannot sing. Anyways, some cool action set pieces. It's a nice action comedy. Jennifer Lopez is obviously up to the task. Josh Duhamel is up to the task. They do a fantastic job at it. The lead couple have very relatable arguments. And I'm watching this movie with my wife. And all the arguments they had during the preparation of the wedding and whatever, it felt incredibly relatable. And I was like, oh my God. Baby, these people have the same arguments we had. And that's well researched. That's good writing. That's real life. I enjoyed that. And some nice twists. Did not see a couple twists coming, and they did it well. It was surprising. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Let's go with the negatives real quick. The chemistry between Lopez and Duhamel is okay at best, I gotta be honest. And all performances are incredibly cartoonish. They bring, again, a lot of great actors for the supporting cast. And you're talking about Jennifer Coolidge. You're talking about Cheech Marin. You're talking about Lenny Kravitz. And...
the singer.
Yeah, he's in the
movie. He's in the
movie.
Okay.
And, but their performances are incredibly cartoonish. To the point, like, you're a little bit too much, Lenny. Mm. Lenny, step it back. But fun as well. Final comments on this film. If you look at in the dictionary for the word of dumb fun, the poster for this film will appear. It's got a megastar, interesting premise, a lot of violence, some good and some very bad dialogue, and a lot of slapstick. Turn off your brain for less than 2 hours and enjoy. It's a fun, dumb movie.
Okay.
You're not gonna remember it next day or a year from now, but if you just wanna, again, lay down on the couch and just relax, turn on the movie, have a few laughs, watch a megastar doing her thing, and enjoy. That's my take on Shotgun Wedding.
Right, that's fair enough. Yeah.
The other one you can miss.
Okay.
Skip that.
All right.
No need.
We've skipped that.
I got a thing. You gotta be honest. I Reese Witherspoon needs to win me back. I am off the Reese Witherspoon train, and I have been off for quite a while now. And I don't know what it is, man. She lost me. I miss election Reese Witherspoon. I miss
me.
Legally Blonde Reese Witherspoon. I don't know. I don't know. Sweet Home Alabama. She has great rom-coms out there, man. She has great movies.
Have you written to her?
I have. I've tried.
Okay.
She doesn't answer.
That's a surprise.
Yeah. Right.
So what's? I mean, we seem to be sort of hunting around for a good movie these days. Is there anything in coming up in the future, or is it because we're around about the Oscar time and all this that things just die off? Or?
I'm watching Oscar movies, and maybe that's why I'm constantly reviewing these movies with like bad dialogue or dumb or whatever, because Oscar movies have turned into like pieces of art. Like if you watch Tar, you are invested in a character study of a person with an amazing performance by Cate Blanchett, probably going to win the Oscar for it. But it's not like, ooh, I had a great time watching Tar. you're just watching it's like when I watch Roma. Like, Roma is not a movie for like, oh, I'm going to rewatch this every year because it's so much fun. It's a movie that is just a piece of art, and you watch it, and it hits you emotionally in a special place. Oscar movies are like that. So I'm watching these movies right now while I'm watching these dumb movies, and the difference between them is just remarkable. Obviously, they have different objectives in when mm-hmm. they're being made. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's the issue right now. For example, I'm going to watch a superhero movie today. Superhero movies are made for fun. They're not
made to win awards.
Yes and no, because Black Panther got nominated for an Oscar back in the day. Angela Bassett's probably going to win an Oscar for Black Panther too. Like, there is a line where blockbuster movies can meet award-winning movies. Top Gun is nominated for an Oscar movie, and that's a fun movie. Avatar, The Way of Water, is nominated for Best Movie, and that's a fun movie. Like, there is a line there that we need to reach again, or Hollywood needs to reach again, and they right now they're far apart between what people make for mass audiences and what people make for awards. The line is incredibly distant from each other. So, when you say, like, are any good movies going to come out? I'm sure they are. They're going to come out, but one, a lot of them are going to go on streaming, because a lot of, like, mid-budget films mm-hmm. are going to go for mm-hmm. streaming now. Mm-hmm. Studios will not put this in theaters. And two, they're going to be spread apart. We're really going to get, someday we're going to get, oh, we got a Top Gun. But it's going to be 6 months or 7 months till we get another big movie for the theaters. But I'm pretty sure we're going to get some great movies. And we got to, like, for example, there's a movie directed by Ben Affleck that's coming out, I think, in about a month. That is the story of how Nike invested in Michael Jordan.
Right.
To create the Air Jordans. So mm-hmm. that looks like an interesting movie. I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, I think a movie about a pair of shoes is probably going to be extremely enjoyable.
I like a movie of people talking in rooms and making decisions. I'm a huge fan of that. I gotta be honest. I can't lie. Social Network is that kind of movie. The people that created Facebook, there's just people talking in rooms, and I love that film.
Yeah, I mean, I must admit, some of those documentaries are pretty good. There've been some good ones on Netflix.
The Bill Russell documentary is fantastic.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh my God, it's the story of Bill Russell and how much he changed the game of basketball, how much he was active in social rights. Like, it's a great documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it.
The one I really enjoyed was the story about it was Boeing.
Oh man, I watched that on a plane.
How
huge mistake.
Not the best place to watch.
Huge mistake.
But how it went from a really sort of
booming company, yeah.
Booming company that was absolutely based on safety, on quality, build quality, and people, the people that work for it.
Yeah.
And then eventually this sort of large
it got
company
too big.
Came in
yeah.
that was not really interested in that, but was interested in the bottom line, and they cut corners because it was all about the MAX 737.
Correct.
And what happened, and that how they actually sort of covered up stuff so that it could fly. And, I mean, they're dealing with people's lives here, for heaven's sake.
It's horrible.
It's an excellent, yeah, excellent.
I enjoyed the documentary. Again, not a great place for me to watch it on a plane.
Don't watch it on the plane.
Don't recommend watching that on a plane.
You'd be going around checking all the nuts and
bolts.
It
was a tough plane ride. But every little bump was drooling scared. But
they do some good crime documentaries as well. I was watching one the other day about the
they're a little out of control, though, the crime documentary thing.
There's one about the, I remember, about the mass serial killer in the UK up in the north, in the moors. They gave him a Ripper name.
I have no idea.
But that was extremely well done as well. So there's plenty of good things to watch out. It doesn't have to be a blockbuster movie.
There's good stuff out there. You just got to look for it. There's a lot of good stuff on TV as well. Like, we've talked about a couple of them. Like, The Last of Us right now on HBO Max is a great TV show.
Mm.
Like, right now, the line between TV and movie is much different. Back in the day, like, there was TV stars and movie stars. There's no real... Like, we have Harrison Ford doing a TV show. That's doing a couple of TV shows at the same time. That was unheard of back in the day. And by the way, the main reason for this is the improvement in visual effects have made them cheaper. So with a lower budget, you can still have a great product for TV. So it's we're in the heyday of TV, honestly. We are right now in the peak of TV quality.
But, I mean, we're still calling it TV, but it's not really, is it? I mean,
And some of them are not. Yeah. No, they're just eight-hour movies that are divided in an hour. Yeah.
But I still have this issue over all these streaming companies because you can't watch everything.
They're going to thin out.
And I'm not going to, as we said last week, I'm not going to pay X amount of dollars a month for a streaming company because I want to watch a particular movie. And I think they should go. I see, by the way, I don't know if you noticed, for Panama,
yeah,
I got a notice Netflix have reduced our price.
I saw the notice as well. It got a little cheaper.
Yeah.
Interesting enough, Bob Iger, in an earnings call recently, said they're not sure about what to do with Hulu.
Yeah.
The Hulu is, they're up for, in 2024, they got to decide if they're going to buy the rest of Hulu. Because right now, two-thirds is owned by Disney and one-third is owned by Comcast. And in 2024, they got to decide if they're going to buy that one-third left or they're going to sell to Comcast or any other company, the rest of the company. And Bob Iger said they're not sure yet. And that's an interesting little twist in what's going to happen in quote-unquote streaming wars.
Yeah.
Because if a big company buys that service, it's going to make a dent. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I think it's going to, the herd is going to thin out, and we're going to be left with three or four streaming services. Or just cable back.
Or why don't they just charge us to watch the movies instead of having a subscription? Like I said before.
That's what you want, yeah.
I'd probably end up paying more a month to see the movies that I want to see than I do on a subscription.
What happens with that is that you lose the possibility of discovery.
Why?
Because you're not going to pay for something you don't know. So you're not going to pay for an unknown movie.
I'll pay for something because you tell me it's good. And then if it's not, I'll ask you for my money back. Have a great day.
Have a great day, my friend. Right. Take care. Have a great carnivals, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to relax here and take it and chill out.
Enjoy it.
And you. Take it. You're going to the interior, right?
I'm going to the interior. I'm going to try to go to a house and not go out in the interior with a pool.
All right, have a great carnival.
Take care, my friend.
All right.
Bye.
Andres Clementi with us this morning here on The Breakfast Show, talking movies.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Buenos días, amor. Soñé que era el informante adecuado.
¿Informante de qué? ¿De la CIA?
Muy graciosa. Pero en el sueño yo tenía mi batería, así que estaba clarito.
¿Batería?
Que en el sueño entraba a la página censospanama.pa y me leí el cuestionario censal.
Ajá, ¿y eso de qué te ayudó?
Bueno, mi amor, que es más fácil si desde antes ya sabes qué te van a preguntar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Don't ask any questions and don't try.
your heart and you see that you and me are very far apart. 'Cause I believe that love is the answer. I believe love will find a way. Violence is spread worldwide and there's families on the street. We sell drugs to children.
I believe.
Oh, there we go. Two in a row. It was the blessed union of souls starting off there with I Believe and followed on by the Killers and Shot at the Night. Well, still to come on this morning's program, we'll check in with Yasmin, see how her day has been going, what she's got lined up for the rest of the day, and let's see if we have a couple of people in the world of music born on this day. So that's still to come. And right, let me just say a very good morning, Christopher Bowman. Good morning to you, Christopher. Good to hear from you. Nice to know you're out there. I says good morning, Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners. May we please hear Life is a Highway by Tom Cochrane.
Can't.
There we go. That is for Christopher this morning, Tom Cochrane, and Life is a Highway. You're listening to The Breakfast Show here on 89.3, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. I mentioned earlier on when Andreas was here and Yasmin pushed over a story to me. At least 33 people have died early this Wednesday morning after the bus that they were travelling on fell off a cliff in Gualaca in the Chiriquí province. Some 23 people were seriously injured, confirmed Elgiberto Armulis, chief of the firefighters in Chiriquí. The bus that left Darien was carrying some 69 migrants to the Los Planes de Gualaca shelter. According to preliminary information, at about 4:30 a.m., the bus tried to make a turn on the Chiriquí Bocas del Toro highway to return to the main entrance to the shelter, but during the maneuver it lost control, collided with a bus, a coaster type bus, and fell down a ravine. The bus driver missed the entrance and turned around to go back to the shelter, at which point he fell onto a slope, explained Samira Gosain, director of the Migration Service. So there's still more information coming in on that. 33 people died. But it so says the bus that left home was carrying 69 migrants to the Los Planes de Gualaca shelter. Is that on one bus? That's an awful lot of people on one bus. Such a shame. And we'll be finding out more in the news, obviously, during the course of the day. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial.
It goes on and on. It goes on and on. It goes on and on.
There we go, Mr. Paul Weller and Stanley Road. Breakfast Show time, 28 and a half minutes exactly after the hour of 9 o'clock. One more piece of music and we'll be checking in with Yasmin. Ah, do you love my ways?
Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day, yeah, yeah.
Mountain and baby, I love your way. Time on the Breakfast Show, 27 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 10 o'clock, and it's time to say good morning to Yasmin.
Good morning, happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, it is indeed. Midweek already.
Oh, yes.
Going quite quickly this week.
Exactly.
Next week, we've got some time off.
Oh, yes.
3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Bobo, a lot of napping. So anyway, how was yesterday? What did you do yesterday? Anything exciting?
Yesterday, no, not really. I just went home.
Oh, wow. Work. That's a good start.
Yeah. Yeah, work and that was all.
Okay. All right. And what about today?
Today, yeah, the same.
The same. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. You've not been invited out? No movies?
Yeah, I got an invitation on Monday, but I didn't want to go.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough. Mm-hmm. I didn't.
And tomorrow I got an invitation to go to a food tasting.
Oh, okay.
For a new restaurant.
Yeah.
So tomorrow.
Oh, for a restaurant. So you can go to the movies. We can go to a restaurant, and you can go to the movies. You're getting this worked out pretty well, aren't you? You know. Okay. Are you allowed to say which restaurant you're going to?
Yes, I guess so, but I forgot the name. As usual. Tomorrow, when I'm going there, I'm going to be like, okay, where is this? What's the name? And what everything.
We get on really well together, but two alike.
But I know it's inside the Panama Hotel.
The which hotel?
Panama, Hotel El Panama.
I didn't know. Oh, the old Panama.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, you know, I haven't been in there for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about that was because when I first came to Panama, I lived there for a few months. You know, one of the around by the pool,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, because in those days, I mean, basically that was one of the hotels.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And
yes.
So, but yeah, no, it's really strange. I must make a point of going in
mm-hmm.
and having a look, but I'll let you tell me first.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, you go and have a look. Tell me if it's safe, all right?
Yeah, it's a sushi restaurant, I guess.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. I always find it's overcooked.
Yeah, I'll tell you more on Friday.
All right, that sounds mm-hmm. good. You found a couple of people born on this day in music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you know them?
I know...
The bands.
The bands, mm-hmm. exactly. Well, funnily enough, no, the first one you mentioned, mm-hmm. Incubus, mm-hmm. I didn't know.
No?
And but I do now. And
you guess you have played songs by them.
I have.
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
I've only got one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the one you asked for, luckily.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I don't think I've played them many times. And, of course, Ali Campbell with UB40.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got a nice UB40 song for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where do you want to start? Which one? Brandon or Ali?
With Ali Campbell.
Okay.
What is this? A girl? A man? Yeah, it's a man.
It is?
I guess so, because UB40 is all men, right?
I'll check.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ali, to me, would be a woman.
Yeah.
But,
they don't have a...
You never know, you know.
Anyways, he was born in 1959. Singer with UB40, who had the 1983 UK number one and 1988 US number one uh-huh. single, Red Wine, and over 30 other top 40 hits. Had the solo in 1995 UK number 5 single, That Look in Your Eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a man, right?
It is a man. Look, I've got a picture.
Okay.
Yes, it's definitely a man. Yeah, I can tell. And he's fully dressed. So, okay, but I'll tell you what I thought I would do is mm-hmm. I would play one of the UB40 hits.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing as we live in Panama... A Place in the Sun. Mm. How about that?
Okay.
Like a long, lonely street, I keep running towards a dream. Moving on. Like a branch on a tree, I keep reaching to be free. Moving on. There's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone. When my poor restless heart gotta run, there's a place
Enjoying the sunshine. That's UB40. Because we had one by UB40 earlier, yes. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
We had red wine.
Mm-hmm.
That was for Renee, because she's obviously lost her touch when it comes to drinking wine. She needs to do more practice. So. And your other one?
The other one is Brandon Boyd.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1976 from American rock band Incubus, who had the 2001 US number 9 and UK number 40 single Drive,
mm-hmm,
and the 2004 US number 2 and UK number 6 album A Crow Left of the Murder, and the 2006 US number 1 album Light Grenades.
Okay, and it just so happens that, mm-hmm, I do have Incubus, mm-hmm, and Drive.
Okay.
Aren't we lucky? And, right, here we go. Incubus,
mm-hmm,
Drive.
Tomorrow
That was it. That was our second born on this day, music today. And that was Incubus and Drive.
Mm-hmm. That was nice.
It was. It was a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'll keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. I might play it again in another 15 years' time. So that's it. Well, you're off to do whatever it is you're going to be doing today.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm just going to try and shake off this little bit of a cold I've got.
Mm-hmm.
My little resfriado.
Mm-hmm. Get a nap.
Have a nap. That's mm-hmm. a good idea. I'll do that now. Okay, yes, have a brilliant day.
Thank you, too.
Say hello to Ian.
I will, thank you.
All right, take care. There we go. We'll be back, of course, with Yasmin tomorrow morning. Let me see, what have I got tomorrow? We've got All Being Well, we've got Alex coming in, and we've got Komodo coming in. They've got a new single coming out. They're going to talk to us about that, which will all be very exciting. Of course it will. Time right now, we are 12 and a half minutes, and that's before 10 o'clock.
Take away my sadness. that's what you do.
Following on from Van Morrison, Have I Told You Lately That I Love You, that was The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, and Cover Me, take us out of this morning's breakfast show. Been great being with you this morning, and let's say a very big thank you to Andreas for this week's look at what is on at the movies, one good, one bad. And thanks to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for Everyday Story of Country Folk, to Yasmin, the producer here in the Breakfast Show studio. She's doing all our social media work and all our bookings, etc., etc. So if you want to get in touch with Yasmin, give her a call on 223-5162, 223-5162, or of course you can WhatsApp us on 677-18822, 677-18822. Big thanks to the boys and girls at Group Agro to keep us up and running, and not forgetting, of course, my co-producer, Neil Danby, who says it's nice to have him here with us for a few months. He's here in Panama. So big thanks to Neil and to the boys and girls at Group Agro, as I just mentioned, and to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, and I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, same time, 7 o'clock. Whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, please do it carefully. What do I want to be doing tomorrow morning? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta.
You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby.